From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression. Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation, convened by Japan, which holds the rotating Security Council presidency this month. On Saturday, North Korean state media again targeted President Trump for verbal attacks, referring to him as an old lunatic, Trump, and warning his administration's officials to be prudent if they don't want to meet bitter disgrace and destruction. The article went on to warn that if the Trump regime resorts to military counteraction, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea and fall deeper into a quagmire. In Washington, Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure against Pyongyang. A day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump said China is helping and the U.S. would like to have Russia's help. When asked if he supports talks with North Korea without precondition, Trump said, "We're going to see what happens with North Korea." Rescuers are checking collapsed homes in Indonesia after a strong earthquake shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island late Friday night, killing two people. Dozens of homes were badly damaged near the epicenter. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck just before midnight local time. It was felt about 200 kilometers away in the capital, Jakarta, where office towers and apartment buildings swayed. Authorities say a 63-year-old man and 80-year-old woman were killed in building collapses. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.